Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
Today, we're discussing something that could impact businesses, especially those with part-time or variable hour employees, high labor turnover businesses with lots of people coming in and out. If that sounds like you, you'll want to pay attention because changes to how businesses provide health insurance could be coming. Welcome back to the People Processes Podcast. I'm Rami Alagil, CEO of People Processes, and today we're going to talk about Congressman Steve Cohen. Along with other congressional members, they've requested a change to a key IRS rule. That IRS rule is called Rule 4980H. That impacts the Affordable Care Act's health insurance eligibility. This is ACA stuff, Obamacare. The rule, 4980H, helps businesses figure out when employees qualify for health insurance based on the hours they work, particularly for those with variable, i.e. changing or unknown hours. Right now, businesses have a pretty long period to make that determination, but Congress is seeking IRS health insurance changes to the rules. It would shorten that timeline and require a much quicker decision on health benefits. In today's episode, we're going to break down what IRS Rule 4980H is and why Congress is pushing for change and how this could affect your employer health insurance, specifically for variable hour employees. We're also going to dive into some practical solutions to make your business ready. Let's get started. All right, the basics. Rule 4980H is part of the Affordable Care Act. It's part of the health insurance eligibility rules. The rule says that if you have more than 50 full-time equivalent employees, there's calculations for that, which we're not going to get into, but basically 50 full-time people or 100 people working half of full-time, that would all be 50 plus. You have to offer health insurance or you're going to face penalties. Here's the part that's going to be changing. Variable hour employees. The IRS allows you to take your time, often up to a year, to figure out whether an employee in a variable hour position is working enough hours to qualify as full-time and deserve health benefits. For many businesses, especially those with fluctuating staffing needs or high turnover, things like retail, hospitality, this long evaluation period has been a way to manage costs and avoid offering benefits prematurely. But now Congress is stepping in and saying the rule is being used to delay giving health insurance to workers who are effectively full-time, and you know it. Congress is seeking that IRS rule change to make sure these employees get coverage they're entitled to much faster. They're looking to move that down to 3 months from 1 year. So why is this coming up now? Well, in September 2024, Congressman Steve Cohen and a group of other lawmakers sent a letter to the IRS. In that letter, they requested the revision, arguing that businesses are using the current rule to delay offering health insurance to workers who are regularly putting in full-time hours. Their argument is simple. The workers deserve health insurance. That's the law of the land. And the current system is allowing businesses to take advantage of this long evaluation period. By reducing the timeline, Congress believes that more workers will get access to health benefits faster. And while this would mean higher costs for some businesses, it's also about assuring that the employer health insurance for variable hour employees aligns with the ACA's eligibility law. So the variable hour thing, the tracking of that and coming up with it was an IRS reg. It wasn't the law. The law said full-time people get health insurance. So let's take a real-world example. I've worked with many businesses that rely on part-time and variable hour employees, and the current rule gives them some time to assess whether that employee qualifies for health insurance. Let's think of, for example, and if you're listening to this, a hair salon that needs extra hands during the holiday season, There are other examples, you know, like a retail store or a restaurant that sees a big rush over the summer. For these businesses, IRS Rule 4980H has been a way to manage those costs while figuring out who's going to consistently work full-time hours. Things change. You might find that even after the busy season, people who you thought would be temporary, these workers are sticking around and consistently working enough hours to qualify for benefits. If that's the case, then offering health insurance not only helps you stay compliant, but it's also a way to show that you're invested in your team's well-being. With the potential changes to the IRS Rule 4980H, businesses are going to need to be prepared to offer those benefits a lot faster. So, let's go to our example, the hair salon. This is a large hair salon, 20 some odd locations. I won't say where, but this is hundreds of employees. This is a high turnover industry. They bring in new stylists and it's like, hey, do you want to work full time? They're like, absolutely. And then you put in their schedule and maybe they work full time for a few weeks and then they're down to 20 hours a week. And then you're in the holiday season, like around Thanksgiving, everybody's working 50 hours a week, but a lot of times they're averaging only 10. It's hard to tell whether they're a full-time employee. And the fact that you can take 12 months to measure that means even those who are really dedicated and are working 40 hours a week, you got a little bit of time to make sure they stick around before you have to offer affordable minimum essential coverage, which is very expensive. In the case of the business I'm thinking about, that's $400 or $500 per month per employee that the business owner has to spend, who makes it past that 12-month period of measurement in variable hour, and then becomes and is designated full-time. So let's talk about what you can do to prepare for this. First, start with auditing your classifications. Look at how you're classifying your employees. If it's full-time designated, this is someone you know is going to be full-time, you should make sure you're putting them in there, not variable hour. Part-time means they're not eligible for benefits, and they're working less than 29 and a half hours in a given week. 1 or 2 weeks over isn't going to blow the bank, but you need to design the role to be fewer than 29 and a half and expect that. Invariable means we don't know. You need to make sure you're tracking those hours accurately. Are you sure that you're classifying them correctly under those ACA rules? Conduct an audit now, and that'll help avoid compliance issues later if you need to move quickly if the IRS were to change this. Upgrade your HR tracking systems. If you're not already using real-time tracking to monitor employee hours, now's the time. Timesheets that are turned in at the end of the week on paper, that kind of stuff, it's just not going to work at scale. And when you're talking about these rapid changes to your requirements, you probably want a system that does that. I think most of you have it, but if you need help with that, please reach out. With the possibility of that shorter evaluation period, you need accurate data. Finally, prepare your health benefits strategy. If the timeline changes, you're going to need to be ready to offer health insurance benefits sooner that meet those minimum essential requirements. You have to make sure your business has the financial flexibility to cover these potential costs and that you're budgeting for the possibility of offering benefits to more employees faster. Or, operationally, make sure that these variable hour employees are not consistently working more than 30 hours a week, that they are part-time, so that you don't have to offer those benefits. If your business model can't support offering benefits, you can't have full-time people, is what it is. So these are operational decisions you need to really make a decision on. Finally, you need to stay informed. We're keeping a close eye on this 4980H revision, and we'll continue to provide updates as we learn more. Make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter, stay on the loop so you can adapt to these changes quickly. At the end of the day, offering health insurance sooner could be a win-win for you and your employees. For your team, especially variable hour employees, it means quicker access to health benefits, which helps them feel more secure and valued and tied to your organization. And for your business, offering these benefits shows that you're committed to taking care of your people, and that can lead to higher retention, better morale, lower turnover. It's not just about staying compliant. It's about creating a workplace where people feel supported and part of a team, and therefore grow and support your business. Employer health insurance for variable hour employees can be very challenging, but getting it right will set you apart as a company that truly cares about its workforce. All HR strategy has to come down to this decision of, can you attract and retain the right talent? And your business may be one that leans into full-time and says, no, we don't do variable hour. It's all full-time. If we're only going to have 3 months to figure it out anyway, we have full-time roles, we have part-time roles. Boom. And the full-time roles you give to certain people, part-time, you put a hard cap at 30, and you promote people up to full-time when they show they can do it. A lot of strategy around this. But if you're going to go loosey-goosey, you're going to go variable hour, there's less incentive to do so once this rule change happens. Variable hour was often used on people that maybe you could have figured out much faster, but you liked the 12-month wait to see if they stuck around. And that was okay. That was legal. And it was smart in a lot of industries. That may be changing, and you need to prepare. But to help you prepare for these changes, we've created a free resources, Your Practical Guide to Affordable Care Act Health Insurance Eligibility. Inside, it's tips on how to audit your workforce, a deep dive into the regulation, how to upgrade your tracking systems, how to plan your health benefit strategies. And it's great to share with your advisory team to help get everyone on the same page. You're going to prepare for this. So it's a great tool. I highly recommend you download it. It's down in the link description. Quick, practical resource. This may be a good time to bring in HR experts as well, like those of us at People Processes, to ensure compliance and avoid any penalties once these rules are in place. We help businesses navigate these type of regulatory changes all the time. Also, if you're a cusp business, maybe you're at 40 employees right now, 40 full-time equivalents, and you're looking at, hey, in the next year or two, I'm going to be at that 60 point, now's the time to prepare. Let's get those numbers. Let's get everything in place so that it doesn't come out of the blue and you're trying to fix this under a deadline. If you're unsure about how these revisions might affect your business, you can also click on the link in the description to book 30 minutes with me. If you're a US-based business with more than 10 employees, I give 30 minutes free consult. I'm not going to sell you. I'm just here to answer your questions and help you figure stuff out. You mentioned this podcast when you book. I'd really appreciate it so I know where you came from. And then we can walk through your specific situation, help you figure out where you stand, and give you actionable insights to stay compliant. As always, we're here to help you navigate these complexities. If IRS Rule 4980H is revised, you want to be ready to offer health insurance to your variable hour employees quickly and efficiently. Stay informed, stay prepared, and take care of your people. Thanks for tuning in. Time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done. And don't forget to subscribe, drop a comment below, and share it with other business owners or HR professionals. See you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.